This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. The former congressman from Ohio, Bob May, joins us. Bob, boy, everything, I know we keep saying this, but everything is about Donald Trump. He just was in Dallas. Thousands of people came out to see him. Yeah, there were protesters, but nothing compared to the people who were cheering him on, who went to eat nachos and drink beer and listen to him in an arena. I mean, this guy is for real. He says, I'm going all the way. So he's answering the question. It is a real campaign at this point, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I can't trump what you just said. You know, I got yelled at for putting Sanders and Trump by one of my progressive friends in the same comment. You know, I said, listen, take it as a compliment. Sanders and Trump are going outside the box, and the rest aren't. And, you know, Bernie Sanders went down there to Liberty.
Yes. You know.
And let me tell you, I mean, seriously, that's like the first time I campaigned and went into a union meeting as a Republican. You know, you come out better for it, but it's a little, you know, risky at first. And he did it. And then Trump is a whole nother story. But no matter what happens, Trump is out there and drawing numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other part of this is, what do you make of Ben Carson? Because he's also gang of everybody else in the pack. All of a sudden, the mild mannered doctor, retired doctor, just explodes from the pack.
And this is strange because, and I really don't mean this as critical, it's going to sound like it, but I follow news and politics, you do too. Can you and I really come together and probably come up with, you know, where he stands on how to balance the budget? Or, I mean, you really can't, but he's there, and he's quiet, and he's mild-mannered. I mean, he's more chill than Obama. And President Obama's pretty laid back, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's not a, I can't tell you a lot that Carson stands for. I mean, I can guess certain things. It's just a strange political time. People are just so against the same old, same old. And Trump yesterday, by the way, by name, just railed on Karl Rove. I mean, he said, whatever. So Trump's going after Rove and the establishment silk-stocking Republicans. He'll be after Boehner and McConnell next. That's a very interesting strategy.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. And I guess that's the idea, just to go for broke. Would you, if we get closer with Trump, do you think he hires some of the establishment guys or nah, he just keeps doing what he's doing?
No, his campaign manager is Corey Lewandowski, and I have to give a disclaimer here. Corey ran my 1998 campaign, so I have to do a disclaimer. And I hired him because he was a take-no-prisoner guy, and he's running that campaign. Now, they're going to get the establishment talking with them. They'll never get the Roves of the world. Eventually, the Roves of the world will yield to them. But Lewandowski is a new breed of 40 years old, younger guy, and I think they'll have some establishment, you know, courting them. I still think the campaign will bring in some talented, you know, fresh thinking people for the main part.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting times, to say the least. And then we have this budget thing going on in D.C. What are the odds of a possible government shutdown?
I don't think they're good. I don't think it's going to happen. And here's what they're doing. They're using the let's pull Iran out of the hat again strategy. The Senate, Mitch McConnell's going to have another vote on Iran. Why? You know, why? Mm-hmm. And the House is going to continue some votes. And I seriously think they're using Iran now as a smokescreen, you know, to maybe calm their members down so they can just get past the members that want to shut the government down. Cruz wants to shut it down in the Senate. Boehner's got a ton of them. I think Boehner got burnt so bad last time. I just can't see either Republican leader letting their caucus in somehow, some way, shut it down.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me either. The fervor over Iran just keeps building no matter what. Everywhere I turn, people ask me what I think about it. There's just a big spread in the Washington Post, an opinion piece about why this is just the wrong thing and everything that Iran's doing. I mean, you're very familiar with Iran. What are your thoughts on what really happens behind the scenes there?
Well, let me just say that I don't trust the Iranian government, so I want to say that. And I don't think the president trusts the Iranian government and Secretary of State Kerry. The bottom line remains, when this same type of deal was offered to George Bush, and I have to go back to this, and Dick Cheney, and I know because I was involved with it, when this same type of deal was offered to them, Iran had 1,000 centrifuges. Nobody would accept it. Cheney stopped the whole negotiations. Now, Condoleezza Rice tried to talk to Iran, by the way. She tried. That was all stopped. So then they went to 5,000 centrifuges. Then they went to 9,000 centrifuges. So they just kept going. Now, at some point in time, either somebody strikes them militarily, which is hard to do because I believe main nukes would be buried under the streets, or you start to negotiate with them. And that's what we did. So overall, I mean, could we have got a better deal? Maybe. However, something had to be done, and this is now we have a decade to monitor, and the next president's not going to be able to do this, so we have to really, really do enforcement, use technology to monitor them. But I don't think it's the perfect deal, and I don't trust the government of Iran, but what else was going to happen? This was just going to, Netanyahu, warned in 1992, they're a month away, somebody's got to do something, nobody did anything, so... I don't know. I just think in the long term, Kate, it will pan out to be an okay deal for us to begin the process to monitor on. Also, we have to hope they come back into the world fold and then their people don't want to go backwards and then their people control the government versus being controlled.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Interesting side note, as you were talking about this, mentioning this, that you can tell people are frustrated with the same old thing for real, and this is why a Donald Trump, and this is why we're seeing the interest in the non-outsider political person. Is there a hope that we'd ever have term limits? And you're someone who served for a while. Do you think there is a cutoff point where, hey, you can't just serve, if you go one round, you can't get anything done, you do need X, Y, Z amount of years? What do you think about that?
Oh, I think it's a long way off. The state legislatures did term limits, and then everybody came in looking for another job and used their short period of time to get another job. So that's a problem. I think more in the campaign finance changes will help. Transparency, the mega PACs, dealing with all that, I think will help more. If you have term limits, though, they've got to be universal. You can't have the House having them and the Senate doesn't. And I think term limits internally for leaders of the House and Senate would be honestly wonderful if they would impose those. That would help,
yeah.
I think.
Then the leadership turns over, so you have to be more accountable in a different way,
exactly.
I guess.
I think that's better.
What do you think, last one? What do you think, if you're President Obama and you're watching all this, the puppet show that's in front of you, what are you, just, like you say, chillaxing? It's like, this is my legacy. I'm going off however I go off.
Oh, yes. I mean, I think the president really kind of got more alive in the last year, probably. It utilized the White House and its power and everything he could do, I think. And now he's sitting back and watching this whole campaign unfold. And I will... And this is where I get in trouble with Republican friends. If they think they can Obama this next campaign to death, they're wrong. He's a sitting president, and he's won some battles over the Republicans. And so this is not just about, let's ride Obama's back into the White House, and criticize him. So I think he's kind of in that, I won't say lame duck as much as kind of a reactivation for him here in the last 2 years of the term.
Yeah, that's what I would say, too. Great observation. Bob Ney, as always. Talk Radio News. We'll talk to you
Thank
again.
You. Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime. While other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Folks, hanging with you here on America Tonight, Kate Delaney. The politics of the day are the politics that we started with. Who's up in the polls? Hillary Clinton sagas. Donald Trump continuing to roll, but will he be taken down eventually? And I had a conversation, another off-the-record conversation, because, of course, who's going to go on the record that's up a little bit high, shall we say, on the shelf of the Republican Party, other than to tell me it's complicated. It's complicated in the sense that the enthusiasm for some of what Trump is talking about is what the Republicans want to be embraced somewhat. But he's not the candidate. He's just not the candidate. So when you're not the guy, when you're not the it guy, can you still grab the brass ring? And, you know, if in competition, Donald Trump is used to crushing the competition, but that's in reality TV, that's in business. So there's a real, real clash going on behind the scenes. It's not fake. It is very, very real. On another note, on a follow-up, as we kind of give you a grab bag here to catch you up, because I always feel like we want to do that on the show, let's peel back the onion a little bit more on this terrible Delta State shooting. Shannon Lamb, this guy who killed himself, killed his wife, and killed a very popular professor, just said sorry. There was a note that said sorry. I already described what happened. He killed his wife, then he drove off and killed his friend, who was a professor. Shocked him, opened fire. The professor was caught off guard, certainly. Ethan Schmidt was shot in the head. Delta State University prof. But the lockdown, too, was all day long, which I think is smart because you really don't know what it's about. We've talked about that. So it was this intense day-long manhunt for Shannon Lamb. They finally catch up to him. He says, I'm not going to be taken into custody. He pulls out a gun, kills himself in the car when they finally catch up to him because he wasn't going to go to jail. So what's wild is the hunt for him brought campus police in the middle of this, city police, Memphis Highway Patrol, you name it. They were throwing everything at it. The Bureau was involved in this, and anybody who knew anything about Lamb was trying to get information to the cops. So Lamb taught at Delta State with Schmidt. He lived with Amy Prentice, who he killed. And they don't, beyond that connection, they don't have for sure a motive. There was lots of speculation, but no exact motive that's being released. The letter that was left said, I'm so sorry. I wish I could take it back. I loved Amy, and she's the only person who ever loved me. That's it. So what happened with the shooter, Lamb? He taught at the school. Then he was teaching an online geography course. And he reduced, and this is the interesting part, he reduced a lot of the classes for medical reasons. They didn't allow on what the medical issue was, you know, and again, your mind goes into certain areas. I got a lot of notes about this. That's why we're flushing this out a little bit more. Like I said, the campus lockdown, that was on the school's website that showed them standing, the two professors standing side by side, smiling at each other a couple of years ago. And Schmidt thanked the guy who murdered him, Shannon Lamb, in the acknowledgments of his book. Oh. Terrible. So there's more to this story as the layers start to peel off and fold off. The bottom line is, I mean, it's a tragedy. It's over. The campus police did what they should have done. And kids, innocent kids, students, did not suffer. I mean, they suffered to have the fear of everything being shut down. But no errant bullets, none of that kind of stuff, thank goodness. And they did again what they should have done. So nobody got into the middle of the crosshairs of this nut job who killed two people. In the end, that's what it comes down to, sadly. Awful. I think the other thing is, too, is we kind of have this grab bag of what's on our radar. I say it's all about the buzz, and we're all politically over the top with everything, right? So in watching more of what's going on with these fires in California, and I said this the other night, especially I lived in California. I covered fires in California. And in Santa Barbara, it was horrific, one of the fires that I was involved in. But there was nothing like what I've seen here in Middleton, California. 600 homes, gone. I mean, gone. We're saying burned to the nub. Bicycles that just melted, and you can see the handlebars. Gone up in flames. And there are 9,000 other houses that are threatened by these fires. That's incredible. I said this sad thing the other day, too. There was one person confirmed dead. She had MS, of course, couldn't get out of the house, 72 years old. So you have 1,800 firefighters exhausted, not complaining, but doing whatever they can to try and put this fire out. So Lake, Napa, Sonoma, 10% contained is the latest that I have. 10% contained. 1,800 fire men and women are out there. It's just a burnout. I mean, everything is charred. Charred. And it's crazy. That amount of homes is wild. Because we've talked about homes being threatened before and neighborhoods being decimated. But that is an incredible amount. And I guess in some ways, it's a miracle more people haven't been killed. pretty much you're talking about a whole bunch of people with kids, with different situations in their lives, who are scrapping it all. What would it be like? Think about this for a second. Close your eyes for 1 second, seriously, and just imagine what it would be like to have to start all over again, to have to start right from scratch. I mean, anything you acquired, that sunroom you finally got the money to get together and the bathroom you fixed up, any of that kind of stuff. What would that be like to have to start from scratch? Be terrible. I think it'd be terrible. Of course, you care the most about human life. But once you get beyond that and then you're back and you're crawling over the remains of your house, which is basically nothing. In fact, most of the people aren't allowed back in the area because there's like chimneys collapsing, so it's too risky. Now, the good news is maybe some people will be spared because they're predicting some rain for Wednesday, but it's light rain, but at least it'll help a little bit, whatever the relief is. Whether it's an inch or less, at least it's something. At least it's something. And then the weather is supposed to break a little bit, and that should help. I really was thinking about this question today. It would totally be about my family being safe and friends and neighbors and all of that if we had some terrible fire. But then we get beyond that, and it's about, oh, my gosh. I mean, we really are starting from scratch. We have the clothes on our back and probably our phones, maybe our chargers. I mean, the handful of things that you perhaps had with you. And then you're just going from there. And I had a friend who had this happen. So I know a lot about this. And he has two young daughters and a wife. And everybody, of course, was away from the house, thank goodness. But then you got to take the inventory, go through the insurance haul. They stayed in a kind of a condo / hotel. Had to go and get right away clothes, had to get clothes and go through that whole process and could not rebuild their house. It was the same situation. So now it's all of a sudden you're looking for a new house and going through that process. And it's a big wow. It's a very, very big wow when that happens. So that's a lot of people in one area. Imagine the insurance claims people crawling all over there. I mean, just everything that hangs in the balance when something like that happens. And you start from the point of being grateful that everybody's okay, and then you move on from there. So it's changing lots of lives, burning hundreds and hundreds of homes. Could be more. It's extreme weather. Let's put it that way. Extreme weather. All right, you might have heard about this. The Pope. Yes, the Pope is coming to America. How big is the papal visit, and what is the Pope going to do on his visit? The Secret Service and others charged with protection are a little bit worried because of the possibility of what can happen in a New York, in a Philadelphia, in a Washington. Of course, it could be anywhere, but because this is a Pope who's mobile. He doesn't want to be in the Pope-mobile with glass around his head, bulletproof glass. He wants to be among the people, shaking their hands, walking around. But this is no Rome we're talking about. It's not familiar turf. And how much of a difference does that make? All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way.
For a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter.
Thanks for hanging with us here on ATN. Kate Delaney. Remember, you can always hit us up at americatonight.net. Facebook, Twitter, all that kind of stuff. If you live in the 140-character world, I guess just about everybody at some point does, right? We do, too. You can catch up with us there. Speaking of catching up, the Pope is catching up with America, and that's happening next week. What a jam-packed schedule. You ready? Journey to the U.S. includes touching down at Andrews 4 o'clock on Tuesday, September 22nd. Then on Wednesday, he hot foots it over to the White House for a meet and greet with the president at 9:15. They're going to spend some time together. 11 o'clock, there's a papal parade right around the National Mall. After that, a prayer with bishops at St. Matthew's Cathedral. I was just there in D.C. At 4:15, there is a canonization mass at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. Then it's break time. I don't know what he's doing, snacks and such afterwards, maybe a little TV in the hotel. Thursday, There's the speech to the Senate and the House of Representatives, the joint sessions of Congress, of course, 9:20 in the morning. At 11 o'clock, a brief appearance at the front of the Capitol, photo op. 11:15, there's a visit to St. Patrick's Catholic Church in D.C. Can you imagine these people getting ready in these churches? Scrub the floors a little bit more. Shine the altars. Then he leaves for New York, gets to JFK early in the evening, goes to the very cool, you don't have to be a Catholic to think this place is cool, St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. Then on Friday, there's the address to the United Nations. This is a nightmare for the law enforcement people in New York City. They have the General Assembly, meaning they have all those dignitaries from all those countries, which, of course, they do that every year. But you throw on top of that a pope. Give me one pope and all these other visiting dignitaries from multitudes of countries. But they'll deal with it, right? Then there's a bunch of services at the 9/11 Memorial and Museum at the World Trade Center, which I think is great. They're doing that. That's in the morning. Then there's some other visits, a visit to a school in Harlem, a motorcade through Central Park, a Madison Square Garden Mass. Wow. And then the Pope goes to Philadelphia. At Philadelphia, once he gets to Philly, he visits Independence Mall. Then he does the Festival of Families at the Ben Franklin Parkway in a prayer vigil with the World Meeting of Families, which that should be pretty interesting. Then on Sunday, he meets with bishops at St. Martin's Chapel at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary. And then he visits a jail. How about that? Throw in a jail visit in the middle of the UN thing, the White House deal, and oh, let's hit up a jail. So they're doing a jail. Then again, more family meetings, then visits with organizers and volunteers and all that kind of stuff. Then he's back to Rome. So the Pope is not messing around. He's here on a Tuesday through Sunday deal, and it's back to Rome for the Pope. But this is really a big deal, so I'm not really making light of it, because Pope Francis is a pretty cool cat for a lot of people. Because Catholicism aside, it's not about Catholicism. He represents some interesting things because he is also, like some of the candidates we're talking about who are running for prez on both sides, really, on the Democratic side and the Republican side, who are not the run-of-the-mill types. He's not your run-of-the-mill kind of pope, if I can say that. It's a whole different ball game with Pope Francis, because he embraces so many other people. So you can imagine how big this is. We're going to talk with a guy who makes his living off of selling kitsch. His name is Terry Kohler, and that's our It's Your Business segment that's coming up. And he actually talks about licensing. He has a license for a cross, this olive wood cross that he talks about, that he had to go through hoops to get, because he got it blessed from the Vatican. They blessed him doing it, basically. There's a plate, there's a coin, and there's a cross. The Pope makes a visit, you're going to have all three of those kinds of things. And he talks about what it was like to make it all happen and how it all, you know, came together, what that was like. So I think that some people are pretty excited that they're going to be there for when the Pope comes to town. And there are people that are trying to get tickets. There's free tickets all over the place, but I think most of them have been snapped up. So that's the name of the game. How can I get close to the Pope? What is going to put me closer to the Pope? That's part of the deal. Absolutely. And since today is September 16th, just a couple of quick highlights from history for you. This was the day, a long, long time ago, that the great B.B. King was born, as we had just said goodbye to B.B. King. And I remember feeling so fortunate to have seen him in concert. It's wild. This would be the day that he was born. And also, it was the day that opera star Maria Callas died. She, if you go back and if you just look her up and listen to her, man, what a voice that woman had. What a voice. And she was, you know, Onassis's girlfriend for such a long period of time. Such a long period of time. So many interesting things. Yeah, I love the idea of we just brush back in history for a second and talk about some of what's happened on certain days. And I think some of those are pretty interesting minutes in time, moments in time, if you will. You know, we're seeing these refugees, these massive refugees that are trying to escape basically what's happening with ISIS. And as we look at and hear and talk about on America Tonight and have talked with people that have been there, I'll call it on the front lines, what's happening in Hungary and trying to get through. You know, you think not too long ago, in 1982, the Palestinian refugees massacred in Lebanon, desperately trying to, you know, get away. Desperately trying to get away. Really tough. And not, you know, being slaughtered, basically. And now with this mass of humanity, history repeated in a different way, families fleeing, seeking asylum wherever they can, and seeing that, you know, they're not always welcome because it's not so easy as saying, oh, please take me in, because countries, some of the smaller countries feel like they're being overrun. And then the question that we've been talking about is why don't the Middle Eastern countries, and we're answering our own question, like Saudi Arabia, why aren't they, or the United Arab Emirates, why aren't they taking the refugees in? Why aren't they doing that? Because they don't want to. So it falls on the Europeans' shoulders, basically. But again, a quick shout out to the great B.B. King. Love B.B. King. And Lucille. Remember, that was his axe. 1925. That was the year that he was born. Hard to believe, right? When I saw him in concert, I'll tell you what, he was bringing it. He threw everything into that performance. And from what I understand, that's what he did every single concert he played, unless he was sick and then he had to dump out on a concert. But he played a lot of dates, even at the very end of his life. He was out there. He was performing. He liked to be among the people. And it didn't matter if the venue was a medium-sized kind of venue or a bigger venue. I saw him in a pretty decent-sized venue, but I was right there in the front, and he was just him and his guitar, and he was awesome. Nobody got up. Nobody left. Nobody was running to get anything. They didn't dare because you didn't want to miss a second of B.B. King. You didn't want to miss it. There was the fear of, oh, if I get up, I'm going to miss something great here. Oh, I can't do it. I can't get up. If I get up, I'll miss it. All right, because some of you missed me announcing Nobody Nailed the Score. Don't forget that we have Nailed the Score coming up in our next hour. The last segment of our next hour, we have Nailed the Score for this week coming up. Nobody nailed the score of the Cowboy game the first week out of the shoot against the Giants, where they won 27-26. By the way, they lose one of their weapons. I'll throw this in for grins. Dez Bryant, after paying him $65 million, he's out probably 4 weeks or so, maybe a little bit more than that. He had a broken right foot in that win against New York. So last year he accounted for a bunch of the offense. Now he's out for a little bit of time, and it's a question of how do the Cowboys fill a gap like that? And the answer is Bryce Butler joins the Cowboys right in front of this Philadelphia Eagles matchup. So don't forget, Nail the Score coming up at the tail end of our second hour. Terry Kohler next, talking Pope merchandise.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Time for another edition of It's Your Business here on America Tonight. We've got Terry Kohler with us. He's the president and CEO of the Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company. Everybody knows I'm a big fan of the game of golf. I had the chance to play in the LPGA's exciting day of, I think she can play golf. I know if we put her with a couple of pros, she'll do well. And I think that's the kind of day I had in their pro-am. It was so much fun. And, of course, I was at all the big tournaments in Dallas, and I go beyond that, too. So golf equipment is such an interesting thing because I think it's so personal. It is the it's what you slay the game with, as I like to say. Terry, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a very exciting adventure we're on to resurrect this very vaunted 60-year-old brand that Mr. Hogan built. So it's quite an honor and an obligation, and it's just an exciting thing we're doing.
Yeah, so tell us about that. How did this happen? How did you get involved with the Ben Hogan Company, and, as you say, to really put it on the map again?
Well, my roots with Mr. Hogan go way back to my childhood. My father had played golf with Mr. Hogan before the war, and had a few encounters, I think, and with Mr. Hogan during the war. They were both in the Army Air Corps, and so I grew up with Mr. Hogan's books and his teachings and his philosophies pounded into me by my dad.
I started my golf industry career in 1980, and in the mid-90s found myself as director of marketing at Ben Hogan. That was kind of my dream job. But the company had been uprooted from Fort Worth and moved to Virginia, and it just was not the real Ben Hogan company, and it really fell into some hard times and mismanagement and misappropriation of what the values here that Mr. Hogan had left everybody. And I had gone off down another path and had created a small wedge company out of South Texas. And we had seen where the Ben Hogan brand had been sold to apparel company Perry Ellis. And I had got 100, 120 years of Ben Hogan experience on my team by then and people that worked with Mr. Hogan. And so we all sat around and said, why wouldn't we go resurrect the Ben Hogan brand? So we reached out to Perry Ellis and had a conversation, and that led to extended dialogue. And that led to an agreement for us to be have the worldwide rights to bring the Ben Hogan brand back to the golf equipment industry. And we launched in January, and it has been a whirlwind ride.
So when you launching in January, what do you do to get the word out? I mean, obviously we know marketing, but and you have connections and you've been in the golf industry, but how do you really try to put the seeds out there? Hey, we're back. We're back where we originally started. We're back in Ben's backyard. How do you do that?
Well, you know, this is a business program, right? And so, you know, what we looked at is the first thing we have to do is realize we've got a 60-year-old brand, but we're a startup company, and you know, this with the pains and the growing challenges of, you know, new systems and new structure and new staff, and we've gone from 4 people to over 40 in less than a year, and you know, that takes some settling in time. But we've been very blessed by the golf media, and business media has covered us very extensively. While we build our infrastructure, and I like to call it the exoskeleton of the field organization and network of stores that stock the product. So we've been very, very blessed by a lot of interest. The Ben Hogan brand is so well known and revered in our industry. We have been kind of one of the big stories of the industry. So as we mature into the coming season, we'll begin to augment that with, you know, more advertising and an enhanced public relations effort. We do a lot of online digital engagement with golfers to take them through a process that we call Hogan Fit, which is a personal bag mapping analysis, and it helps golfers understand what the makeup of their toolbox is, as I like to say. But we have a field organization that's out there telling the story every day to the retail accounts and golf professionals, and very grassroots, very very much blocking and tackling at this early stage of our development.
So as you continue to develop, will you eventually go after or get some golfers to endorse? Because isn't that part of what you do with golf equipment now?
Well, you know, the professional golfer endorsement arena is expensive, and it's changing a lot. What we're learning, we have a lot of tour players have come to us, and, you know, they say, hey, Hogan always had a great reputation. I'd like to try your products. And you know, a lot of golfers can play whatever they want to play. You know, they may have, an endorsement deal on a driver or maybe a golf ball. But a lot of golfers can play whatever kind of wedges and irons they want to play, and we already have some in play. We have a set of Hogan wedges in play at the Solheim Cup this week, and with a golfer who we can't name, but you know, we're starting to make inroads at these highest levels based on product performance, because that's really what it's all about. Our philosophy is build great golf clubs that really do what we say they do, and let them do the talking. And I think eventually next year, the year after, we'll probably have a number of players on the tour playing our golf clubs simply because of the quality. As far as the single endorser, you know, we've got Ben Hogan, and there doesn't come any better endorser than that. And his family, you know, heirs are involved with us, and the Ben Hogan Foundation is involved with us. And I can't tell you how gratifying it is to have people who knew Mr. Hogan and knew the company write us and tell us that they believe Mr. Hogan would be proud of what we're doing. And that's kind of the ultimate payoff. If we can do work that he would have been proud of, well, then pretty much everything else will take care of itself, we think.
Yeah, you mentioned at the top that your father had played golf with him. What was that like? Because he would have, the round that he played with him, or a couple of rounds, would have been back in the early days. And what an incredible reputation certainly he had as just an amazing guy to get a chance to do a round with.
Well, you know, this was, and my dad passed away when I was young, but I remember the story, and it was before World War II broke out. And so Mr. Hogan had not won his first tournament yet. He was a struggling rabbit out there. And of course, there was not much money on professional golf. You played for really it was about testing yourself against the best in the world rather than how much money you could make doing it. But the circumstance was my father and my uncle, Dr. Kirkham in Houston, somehow managed to be invited to play an exhibition with Mr. Hogan and another tournament tour player named Jug McSpadden. And so I grew up with that story and those pictures, and that led my dad to be an ardent fan of Mr. Hogan's. And apparently they had an encounter after the war, because I grew up with an autographed copy of Mr. Hogan's 1949 book, Power Golf, that he wrote a real nice little missive in the inside cover to my father. And so I don't know the circumstances of that. I guess by the time I realized I really want to know all these stories, my dad had passed. And so a lot of that I'll just never know. I grew up with all of Mr. Hogan's teachings and the secrets in the dirt. And, you know, if you outwork the best, you'll become the best. And nothing wrong with your game, another 5,000 practice balls won't fix. And that kind of thing.
That's so true. You know, I love that.
And a big part of it, one of my favorite quotes of Mr. Hogan's was, and even God, there's so many of them, but one of my favorites, and my dad pounded this to me and my brother as kids, and that is, hard work never bothered me like it bothers most people. If you outwork the best, you'll become the best. And I think that's a mantra for business. That's a mantra for life. If hard work scares you, you're in the wrong business, particularly as an entrepreneur.
Boys, that's so well said. We're speaking with Terry Kohler, President and CEO of the Ben Hogan Golf Equipment Company. Do you have a favorite club? Is there a club that you just, ooh, I love this club? I mean, there's so many to pick from. But if I'm asking you to pick one, do you have a favorite?
You know, I guess categorically, no. I like driving the golf ball, and I guess I'm a little cat out of the bag. I'm experimenting with a prototype driver or something we'll have probably in a year. We're really doing a lot of testing. It's very different. But I just enjoy the game of golf. The challenge of striking a golf ball properly has always been appealing to me. I was always what we call a range rat. I was always on the range hitting golf balls. And I love the feeling of striking a golf ball and seeing it fly the way you pictured it. I guess unfortunately my least favorite club is probably the putter, because as I get older and shakier, more trouble. I've always been, I love the feel of a well-struck golf shot. It doesn't matter to me whether it's a driver or a fairway wood or a long iron or middle iron or short iron or, a short wedge shot that you stick close to the hole. I love the challenge of this game. And, it's a very hard game. Your listeners that play golf know that. But from the people we talk to, that's really the number one appeal of this game, is it is hard. Not everybody can master this, and nobody ever gets it to a point, not Tiger Woods, not Jordan Spieth. Nobody has ever gotten to a point where it's really commanded golf. I guess probably Ben Hogan came as close as there ever was to just having complete command of the golf ball for as long as he wanted to, until his health, failed.
Boy, isn't that true. Well, continued success. Good luck with the company. And I think it's really, really cool. I love the story of bringing it back to life, the great Ben Hogan. I've read all those same books, and it's really, really neat. Terry Kay, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. I look forward to it. Let me know if you ever want to come in. We'll talk more golf.
I love it. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you, Kay.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.